This is The Takeaway. I'm Catherine Lanfer in for John Hockenberry.
And I'm Adora Udoji. Today in Australia, there's great hope, Catherine, that Nicole Kidman and Hugh Jackman will be enough to lure in tourists. At least their latest movie, titled Australia, will so enthrall viewers, they hope, they will want to see the country for themselves. It's a romantic adventure set in World War II. Joining us now is the BBC correspondent, Nick Bryant. He's there in Sydney, where the film is set to make its premiere today. In fact, I think it did just several hours ago. Welcome, Nick.
It did indeed. It did premiere just a few hours ago. I was rubbing shoulders with Nicole Kidman in the rain of Sydney. It's summer here, but it was a rainy night for the
launch. So did her forehead move, Nick? That's all I want to know.
Well, a lot of people did think, like Sharon Osbourne, it did look like the plasma screen of a flat-screen television. But no, let's be a bit more generous than that. No, she looked good. And of course, it's not so long ago that she had a baby. So a lot of people were remarking how trim she looked and how she fitted into a very short dress and looked very, very taut and very trim.
Let's talk about the movie. So what was the response to this movie and what are the hopes exactly?
Well, huge hopes. They're hoping it'll replicate what's called the Crocodile Dundee effect. There used to be a very simple way of promoting Australia. You just ring up Paul Hogan, the star of Crocodile Dundee, and you'd let him unleash his larrikin charm. And this had a huge effect in the 1980s. He started a come and say g'day global advertising campaign before Crocodile Dundee, but Crocodile Dundee really made it take off. And within about 4 years, visitor numbers had doubled from the States. Now, Australian tourism could do with a shot in the arm like that right now. It's been hit by a whole string of bad luck and events that are outside of its control. 9/11 persuaded a lot of people not to fly, for instance. There was a SARS outbreak. They've been hit more recently by people wondering whether it's environmentally correct to go to such a long-haul destination. And now, of course, the global downturn. Last month, visitor numbers dropped by 7.5%.
Sure.
So the Australian Tourism Ministry is really looking at this as a feature-length advertisement, and it hopes it will replicate the Crocodile Dundee effect.
It's just hard to imagine Crocodile Dundee and Nicole Kidman and Hugh Jackman. And this is a story about a noblewoman on a cattle drive in Australia during World War II. What else do you know about the story? They don't seem to be too much like the fun-loving Crocodile Dundee movies.
Yeah, it doesn't really go for the kind of chirpy, bawdy humor that we saw in Crocodile Dundee. And it's really three stories in one. I mean, one is this romance between Hugh Jackman, who plays this cattle drover, a rough-hewn Aussie cattle drover, and Nicole Kidman, who plays this British aristocrat who travels to Australia after she's learned that she's inherited some land. There's a second story as well. It concerns the stolen generations. These were Aboriginal children taken away from their children, put in government settlements. A huge controversy in Australia over the past 100 years or so. So it deals with that as well. And the Japanese attack on Darwin, that's in the Northern Territory in Australia, an attack which took place during World War II. So there are these three stories that are taking place at the same time that are embroidered together.
Right.
And the director's Baz Luhrmann of Moulin Rouge fame. A lot of people are suggesting the film lasts too long, that he tried to do too much. It's the most expensive movie that's ever been made on Australian soil. He's Australia's creative genius in the cinema front. But there are some people who are saying, Baz, it was just too long.
Too long. That's the word from Nick Bryant, BBC correspondent, who's in Sydney reporting to us about the new movie called Australia. Nice music, Dylan. Thanks.